hello and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for these festivities. We've got a big show for you today with a couple of great interviews. First, we'll be joined by Alex Hoff, Vice President of Waterloo, Ontario-based AVIC Networks, which makes networking-focused remote monitoring and management products. Alex joins us to talk through the findings of their new ebook, which provides some top best practices for MSPs with a networking practice. It's a great listen for anyone in the managed services game to develop or to fine-tune their networking offering. And then we'll be joined by Mark Martin, who heads up the IBM business unit for Avnet Technology Solutions. With the push on cloud and a new alignment at Big Blue, there's a lot going on, and Mark brings us up to date with what Avnet and IBM are doing in the channel, provides us with a little bit of a preview where the business is heading into 2016. All that and more in this edition of the podcast, so let's get right into it. All right, we are joined once again by Alex Hoff, Vice President of Product Management at AVIC Networks. Alex, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show, and wanted to talk to you a little bit about a new ebook you guys have put out. No secret, you guys are involved in the RMM and MSP tool space centric around the network, and you guys have put out a ebook on the subject of the components you see of a profitable managed network service business for MSPs. Certainly a hot topic.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you look at the RMM space, you find that a lot of vendors tend to be focused on the most dominant device in that environment, which is the PC and server. Mm-hmm. And so as an industry, the MSPs have evolved and got really good at selling that service. Collateral has been developed, tools have been developed, and the market is very receptive to that. As PCs move away kind of to, you know, MDM or bring your own device, what we find is that the network is becoming an ever more important component of that organization. How does one view a managed service provider and compare that to, say, a best-in-class Fortune 100 network operations center? Mm-hmm. And so what this book is trying to get to is the different seven different components that we've identified that can help you scale your business up, make it more resilient, make your clients happier, and make them less susceptible to risk.
All right. Off the top of the book, you guys make the argument that traditionally network management has focused really closely on monitoring, and that's kind of been almost synonymous. You described that as both a problem that's sort of a hard truth for MSPs and also an amazing opportunity. Can you elaborate a little bit on what you guys mean by that?
Sure. So if you go Google network management, you will find lots of different products that can help you configure and monitor a client's network infrastructure. And so what does that mean? It means if you can set it up to ping a device, find out when it's down. You can set it up to monitor a very specific low-level, they're called OIDs in the SNMP world, to monitor fans and CPUs and et cetera. But that puts a lot of work on the MSP. And if you can imagine that you're onboarding clients at a rate of one or two a month, every client has different infrastructure. So how does that scale? How do you know what the best practices are for each individual network vendor's equipment? How do you make sure you know you've configured it properly such that you've tested, you know, the up-downs, the failure conditions? It's not something that makes it really easy. So what network management vendors had done historically is just provided a platform to allow the user to configure exactly what they want. And what we're saying is, hey, you know, that's great in the enterprise world where you have the time, you have the ability to go really, really deep labs. That's great. What we want to do is provide best practices, allow you to walk into a prospect or one of your existing clients and be able to get up and running in 15 minutes, monitoring, quote unquote, the best practices. You can't go super deep on everything. That's just the reality. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to make sure that you're doing the best practices there around backup, around documentation, password management. And that's what the seven components of the book kind of talk about, is really just how do you get to know your client's network? How do you make sure that you're always up to date with that? How do you put systems in place to automatically monitor that? Then the next section would be the controlled access. And that's, you know, making sure that your team is putting the right process in place to access that client's network. It has nothing to do with network management. It has to do with the way you manage your passwords, the way you manage access into that client's network. What do you do when you onboard and offboard employees from your team? Next, with the continuity, again, it's kind of around backups, making sure that if something fails, because hardware will fail eventually, what's going to happen? How are you going to bring that client back up to, you know, back up to running order in just, you know, as minimal time as possible? Moving forward, there was the kind of concept of integrated workflows. You know, MSPs have lots of different software in their organization. PSA tools, they have backup tools, they have networking tools. And so how do you put this all together and make it as seamless as possible for their team to be able to interact with their client networks? And that is where we talk about our integrations to the PSA systems, trying to, you know, weave that easy. You get a ticket, you look at your ticket, your PSA, click a link to get into the object system, log into the client's network. And what we're trying to do is reduce the amount of time that your team is spending fumbling for documentation, fumbling to try and figure out what their credentials are, to get into those networks to troubleshoot the problem. Finally, you know, if this system's humming along well, you're doing it, you're operating really well, you're going to want to report on that. You're going to share something with your clients to prove that, hey, we really are doing a good job. And that's one of the challenges that MSPs have, is the better they do, the less you hear of them. And so it's articulating that value that, hey, your network's working really well. We've got redundancy in place. We've got backups. We've got documentation. So, you know, you should never really hear of a problem. And then finally, just the expertise, right? So how do you train your team such that you don't have information silos? You know, you never want to get into a situation where the whole knowledge of a client's infrastructure is all in one guy's head. You want that all shared and made available to everyone else. And so the whole expertise around networking, like, it's a tough space. It's mature in the sense that it's been around forever, but it's super, super complex. And so what we try and do is try to remove a lot of that complexity, you know, allowing you to drill down deeply should you need it, but, you know, making nice pretty pictures that you click on and interact with clients' networks and, you know, kind of figure out what's going on without having to spend too much time or be an actual expert.
So you're obviously out in your line of work and talking to a lot of MSPs about this. Curious, how many of these best practices you find are pretty well ingrained within a lot of the MSPs you're talking about, and how many of them are kind of new territory for a lot of folks?
I think there's a couple of dimensions that we like to understand when we're engaged with an MSP. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the size of an organization is a proxy for their matureness. You know, one guy working out of his basement with two clients, he'd actually do an awesome job at managing those two client networks, but, you know, what are the processes that he used? Yeah. You know, the whole concept of information silos, well, he is the silo. That's fine. As you start to scale and you're adding, you know, tens, hundreds of clients, that's where you start to see challenges. And, you know, when we engage with a managed service provider, we try to understand that. What are your processes in place? Do you have systems? Do you have ways to manage passwords, manage access? How do you handle onboarding and offboarding? And again, not necessarily have anything to do with us and trying to sell a product, but, you know, when we're trying to understand what you guys do, it's really all around what are your best practices? Have you laid them out? If you haven't, we're happy to help you figure that stuff out.
It seems that a lot of these are very similar to the kinds of best practices that an MSP would have. You know, having those integrated workflows, having that reporting capability, that proactive reporting capability, so you can say, see, this money isn't going into nowhere. This is actually producing value for you, Mr. Customer. These are all ideas which are familiar to an MSP. It seems it's just a matter of translating them from what you describe as, you know, the device or CPU centric world, and adding in that network centric voice.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not trying to invent anything here. It's more just taking a closer look at the network and trying to define, you know, what are those best practices. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know, we're not trying to invent these things. I think they're all just generally good rules of thumb to follow, and what does it mean with respect to a network? And so what are the processes for documentation? What can you automate there to save time? What are the processes for password management? And again, how can you automate it so that you're not exposing any risk to your clients? Those are the kind of things we try and talk about.
All right. And obviously the book goes significantly into more detail than we'll discuss here. We'll have a link below the in the show notes for this podcast and in the story that this podcast will be embedded in. But for those who are listening to this straight up, where can they go to find the report, find out more about AVIC and learn those seven best practices?
I think the easiest thing is just to check out our website, just www.avic.com.
And for MSPs who want to catch up with you guys in person, I understand that this week you are at IT Nation in Orlando. So folks can drop by and learn a little bit more about AVIC and the best practices you bring to market.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
All right. Brilliant. Thanks very much for coming on and for sharing those best practices with us.
Pleasure to speak with you again.
Joining us now is Mark Martin, Vice President of the IBM Solutions Group with Avnet Technology Solutions. We're going to catch up on the latest, what's going on in the IBM world at Avnet right now. And thanks for taking the time and joining the podcast, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Great to be talking to you.
I guess to throw it open and in general terms, you know, what's new with the IBM business at Avnet and how's this year been going for you guys?
Rob, we have just had a superb year in the last 12 months with IBM. We've been recognized in a number of areas, and the business overall seems to be strengthening as the year progresses. In the last year, we've been awarded the IBM Collaboration Solutions Worldwide Top Value-Added Distributor Award. We're also a 2015 IBM Choice Award winner. And also been recognized as the most outstanding distributor in Asia Pacific. So from a recognition standpoint, just a great year. We continue to help our partners, and we're dedicated to helping them grow through transformation. As you know, and all the listeners are aware, the market is changing faster than ever, and Avnet's helping its partners, you know, address those new market opportunities and new business models with shifts in the revenue mix, moving more towards reoccurring revenue with things like SoftLayer and IBM SaaS solutions. So continuing to move in that space. We're also driving a lot of market investment preference and margin growth through various high growth segments like cloud, analytics, security, and IoT, as well as, you know, the storage market. And we've also this last year started to address some key markets, some new market opportunities for us in IBM, doubling down in our embedded business, working with OEMs. Mm-hmm. We started an AGS, a government solutions business, and a couple new groups focused on integrators, ISVs, and we've also been a founding member of IBM's new Open Power Foundation. So all of those things have been just great highlights in the last year. I've been really busy in trying to find new opportunities for Avnet and its partners. I could tell you also some key metrics. We've been a partner for IBM for a long time now, over 30 years. We have still continue to have a large market share in their IBM software business, just over 47% of the North America market, and we continue to lead in system software, analytics, security, as well as IBM's new software cloud offerings. So just a great year in terms of traction in the market.
Good stuff. Can you drill down a little bit? I know you guys work primarily in a North American centric market, and most everything that's in the U.S. for you guys does come up to Canada or is in the Canadian market. But curious, any thoughts on IBM and in the Canadian market for Avnet?
Yeah, a lot of things we do in the U.S. translate right to Canada, but I can tell you, you know, when we talk about our software market share, we are clearly the dominant provider of IBM new license software. Our leadership in SoftLayer extends into Canada, where we are leading that market space in terms of SoftLayer infrastructure as a service. And, you know, we're working closely with our legacy hardware partners on transforming their business, as well as finding a lot of net new business partners for IBM based on these new offerings. We continue to see a lot of growth on Linux on Power. Our partnership with SAP and, you know, for HANA, et cetera, is really taking hold up there in Canada. And so they're kind of leading the way there. And then, you know, we have a dedicated team up there in Canada, focused on the channel and our Canadian partners. And so, you know, our main focus on building out that ecosystem and building out the strategic relationships to stay relevant to the market in the future. So, you know, as you know, Rob, we're a global company. We have a global relationship with IBM. And, you know, that, you know, a key part of that in North America remains, you know, for us to be Canada as well.
All right, great. You know, you touch on a few of the big issues facing the industry and some of the trends that are kind of driving business these days in your rundown of the business. But I'd love to get your thoughts on what you guys are seeing as some of the key issues and key trends within the IBM business that you and your partner base are facing and get your thoughts on those.
You know, I think, you know, how end users consume technology, I think is, you know, continues to change their needs. As our president of North America, Jeff Baywell, will say, is, you know, we're in the business of helping partners transition from selling computers to selling computing. And I think that really resonates, you know, with our partner base because how their customers want to buy is changing. And it's more than just CapEx to OpEx. It's, you know, the kinds of things they're looking for partners to be trusted advisors on is shifting and moving right to more higher value spaces, which is great for our partners as long as they, you know, invest and want to stay in front of that value curve. For us, I'll tell you, I'll add to just about everything you read today. It's all about third platform and Internet of Things or Internet of Everything, however people want to say it. And, you know, there's no better, you know, kind of bringing that all together than what's happening inside of IBM with Avnet. You know, when you look at Avnet and our ability to really bring together the components that are being built in those things, as well as the computing, the storage, the cloud platforms, the analytics, the security, et cetera, of our TS organization, we make a great, you know, kind of a point where things come together, right? And so this is really the first time where, you know, being the largest, you know, components distributor and a global distributor on the computer or data center side of things can really come together to build new solutions. So we're seeing a lot of that movement in Internet of Things. As far as third platform goes, you know, you look at IBM's strategic business units that they have today, and every one of those third platform areas, IBM has a very strong portfolio, right, of solutions that are meeting the needs of those third platform solutions, and really more importantly, the outcomes, right, that end user customers are trying to drive from buying those solutions. So I think we've got a portfolio second to none, you know, on where the business is going. And I think, you know, IBM's changes in terms of their organizational structure and how we're aligning to that will help us bring those markets to bring those solutions to market faster.
All right, great. You touched on some of the awards you guys have earned, and just kind of elaborated a little bit on some of the things you're doing in terms of differentiation. But curious to get your thoughts. What are the differentiations for Avnet? You know, basically, what are the benefits for solution providers of working with Avnet on IBM?
Well, I could tell you, you know, in line with IBM's major reorganization in the early part of the year where they moved away from brands to more solution units, we did not hesitate and moved right in alignment with that. So our business is lined up to each one of their solutions areas. So where they have, you know, an organization that focuses on the analytics portfolio, security portfolio, commerce, et cetera, my organization now lines up to that from not only a marketing and brand, you know, management standpoint, but also a field level pre-sales and business development standpoint. So we are now getting very, very focused, right, on various partner sets and offering a lot of value to those partners to accelerate growth within those very important, you know, business unit areas. I think that greater alignment, you know, helps our partners line up to what's important to them and helps them, you know, get the most, get to market faster, essentially. We're also focused through transformation. You know, how do we continue to get our partners to transform to the new market? I think you'll find that Avnet is a leader in terms of helping our partners drive that transformation, either through, you know, various co-investment type programs to drive demand, co-investment type programs to rebuild skills or transform the skills and capabilities that we've had for a long time into what the customers are asking in the future. So some examples of that are our new buyer solution selling workshops, where we're helping our partners really sell to business outcomes, right, versus technology. Those are going really well. We have a lot of partner workshops and tools that are helping our partners transition from kind of what I'll say transactional sales to annuity-based or MRR transaction sales around cloud and SaaS. We've got a series of social media boot camps that we're throwing for our partners that have been very well received, and helping identify buyers earlier in the cycle, which obviously always drives value and margin right back to the partner versus late in the sales cycle. And we're starting to, starting to play in the converged space again, you know, with the divestiture of System X and the server lines around Intel. We wanted to find a great way to play in this high growth part of the market, a converged. And I can tell you our market solution here with Cisco around VersaStack is a key area for us to gain, you know, market growth in that space without necessarily selling the Intel server itself. So VersaStack is another area that, you know, again, we're staying relevant in those high growth areas in the spaces where we have a good, strong product portfolios.
All right, great. Let's crystal ball in a little bit. What do you see as sort of the growth opportunities and areas you'll be focusing on with your partners in the back half of the year and into next year? And also just any previews you might want to provide in terms of what partners can expect in terms of new initiatives and that sort of thing from Avnet and the IBM space?
You know, I think you'll continue to see the efforts that we have in getting partners to expand their capabilities into adjacent markets pay off. We've been doing a lot of investments with partners, you know, that might be selling a particular product, let's say within the analytics portfolio, to pick up an adjacent offering. So if somebody's selling Cognos today and they're a market leader there, how can we accelerate our Cognos dashboards with Pure Data for analytics? You know, it sounds easy, right? But building up the skills and capabilities to effectively compete in the market and win that business is not easy. And that's where we come in and help our partners, you know, build those skills and get into that market in a much stronger way than they can do on their own. So, you know, I think you'll see continued expansion in that BA space in terms of selling more product. Security practices are on fire within my partner base. IBM partners, all of them are very interested in security, and we're lucky to have a very, very strong portfolio from IBM with products like QRadar and Guardium and other products like that that are all, you know, industry-leading products in their particular segment. A lot more growth in the security practice area for our partners, not only existing but also net new. It's probably the number one area that we get non-IBM, you know, legacy partners wanting to partner with us, and it's around security because of our product offering. It's so strong. I think you'll see continued movement in storage. Our flash products is extremely strong, and our really market-defining software-defined storage strategy, right, I think will start to take hold as the year continues and we continue to build out our skills with the channel around software-defined storage. You'll see as the year progresses here for us, you will see us release a marketplace for not only SoftLayer but the rest of our cloud solutions. So that'll be a marketplace offering that our partners can bring or look up solutions and basically put together solutions of various SaaS offerings. But they'll also be able to white label that and offer, you know, their own solutions or a subset of those solutions specific to their customer base, right? That might be industry focused, it might be, you know, market focused or whatever. So look for that marketplace to complement our already very strong set of Avnet cloud tool sets. Focus on business outcomes. You know, you're going to continue to see us like I said earlier, not only help partners sell computers, you know, meaning storage and other data center products, but also this idea of really selling computing, right? To us, we have an offering, whether it's on-premise, off-premise, CapEx, OpEx, hybrid, whatever. Really, we want to focus on what the solution is to the customer and driving a very profitable offering through the channel, you know, very competitive offering through the channel that can be delivered to that individual customer. And then last but not least, you know, it's all supported by our excellent sales and technical enablement, demand gen, and business development support, you know, for all of these high growth markets. So I think you'll just see, you know, more investments along what we've been focused on, and you'll start to see more and more fruits of the labor pay off as we go through the rest of the year.
All right. A lot of territory. Mark, thanks for taking the time and giving us an update on what's going on in the world of Big Blue and Avnet.
Well, thank you, Rob. Thanks for reaching out to us, and great spending time with you today.
My pleasure. So there you have it, another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast in the books. I'd like to thank our guests, Alex and Mark, for joining us on the show. Thanks to our sponsors, Avik and Avnet included, of course, for making it all possible. And lastly, thank you for listening in today. Hey, we'll be back with another of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast very soon. In fact, as we get down to the end of 2015, you can look forward to the traditional end-of-year series coming up to you soon in January. Expect to hear in-depth rundowns of the year that was 2015 and previews of 2016 from the likes of John Camilleri at HP Canada, Rick Reed, Tech Data Canada, and Alex Hoff, who, of course, was on today's show. Them and much more on the traditional year-end series coming up soon. But until then, from the team here at ChannelBuzz.ca to you and to yours, all the best for a happy holiday and a great new year. I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.